This Apollo Saturn launch control. We're continuing our hold at the 30-second mark. We'll recycle to the T-minus 22-minute mark. The T-minus 22-minute mark is chosen as the recycling point because this is a point where we start the chill down, as was mentioned during that point in the countdown. We start the chill down of the second and third stages to prepare them for the influx of the liquid hydrogen, the cold liquid hydrogen, and the cold liquid oxygen. This chill down has some very specific parameters and must be started at a certain time and cannot go beyond a certain time. So it's best to go back to that point in the countdown under these circumstances and resume our count at the T-minus 22-minute mark when a determination is made that we can resume. Continuing to look at the data here to see exactly what happened. There is no indication of ignition. Ignition was scheduled to come at the 8.9-second mark. Here in the control room, a number of the people were looking through the remote cameras, which have the capability out at the pad of zooming in on specific areas, and a number of people here were looking right at those first stage engines, and there was no indication whatsoever of engine ignition. We're continuing to evaluate all the data at this time as we hold at the T-minus 30-second mark. This is Kennedy Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control, still in our hold at the 30-second mark. While the launch team here is busy recycling to the T-minus 22-minute mark, the mission team out at the Manned Spacecraft Center also pre-planning some of the new times for the mission. They're also this time busily pre-planning the new launch azimuth. The azimuth now, if we go at the next opportunity, would be 81.06 degrees. This will be automatically fed into the instrument unit of the Saturn V vehicle from the Manned Spacecraft Center. All elements of the launch team now putting everything together, checking over data, and doing their best to put us back into a recycle position, ready to pick up the count at the T-minus 22-minute mark. Still evaluating data, however, and we have not at this time been given a go for that resuming of the count. T-minus 30 seconds and holding at this time. This is Kennedy Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control, continuing our hold at the 30-second mark. Back at the Mission Control Center in Houston, the flight controllers returning to their seats now after some consultations. They're back now giving a status check getting ready in case it is determined that we can pick up the count. In the firing room here, the Apollo Program Director, Rocco Patrone, has moved into the viewing area where the President, or Vice President Spiro Agnew, and NASA Administrator James Fletcher are, and he's giving them a briefing and a rundown on our problem. We're standing by at this time. The clock has now been recycled to the T-minus 22-minute mark. However, we have not picked up the count at that mark, but we are now at T-minus 22 minutes and holding. This is Kennedy Launch Control. Apollo Saturn Launch Control, we're continuing to stand by at the T-minus 22-minute mark in the countdown. Recycling operations have gone well. We're back at the T-minus 22-minute mark, and it's at this mark which we would pick up the count if we are given a go to resume. Check has been made of the Mission Control Center team. It's Mission Control Center in Houston. All elements of that team reporting that they are ready to resume as soon as they get the word. Now standing by here at Kennedy Space Center while data is reviewed and determination will be made if and when we can resume our countdown for Apollo 17. Now, T-minus 22 minutes and holding. This is Kennedy Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We're continuing to stand by at the T-minus 22-minute mark. We're hoping to resume the count shortly. The problem has not been resolved. We're continuing to look into it. However, it has been determined that a resolution one way or the other should be able to be made shortly. So right now we are continuing our recycle procedures, hoping to pick up the count perhaps just minutes from now. If the problem is not resolved by the time we reach the T-minus 8-minute mark, after we continue to count down, the clock will be held again. Right now we're continuing the recycling procedures, hoping to pick up shortly at T-minus 22 minutes. We're now T-minus 22 minutes and holding. This is Kennedy Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We're continuing to stand by at the T-minus 22-minute mark. We've been given the word here in the firing room now that the count will be resumed at 11 p.m. at T-minus 22 minutes. At this time, there has still not been a resolution to the problem, but we'll continue looking at that. We could continue on counting down while this problem is looked at. To reiterate what the problem was, the terminal countdown sequencer failed to give the command to pressurize the third stage liquid oxygen tanks. The crews monitoring this function saw that happened and immediately manually pressurized the tanks, but this did not occur in time in the sequence. And when swing arm one was to retract, it had not received this signal. As a consequence, an automatic cutoff was sent. There are several possible workarounds to this. They're being looked into at this time, and we plan to resume our countdown at the T-minus 22-minute mark at 11 p.m. Now holding at T-minus 22 minutes, this is Kennedy Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control. We're at T-minus 21 minutes, 10 seconds, and counting. The countdown picked up. The launch team here made a quick check of the various elements, all reporting into the test supervisor, Bill Schick, indicating that they were ready to resume the count. Now counting at T-minus 20 minutes, 53 seconds, and we'll continue to count down here as we look at the problem which caused the hold at the T-minus 30-second mark. Now T-minus 20 minutes, 42 seconds, and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.